You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said. It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
All right. I'm lining up my books. Lining them up. The mic is stable.
They look a little shaky. Eh?
No, I don't know. Mike's pretty stable, but yours.
I need one more book.
You do need another book or a box or here. I can't reach.
Don't start the show yet.
No. Let's wait. You know, create a certain amount of tension.
The amount of books we have up there is crazy. We have so many.
I know.
What did he say?
It's not like we read them. But they are here to hold up by microphones.
Okay. Just to give a little extra, you know.
It's kind of, there you go.
Gravitas.
Well, to the. It looks like we're heavy readers.
We're not.
It's so strange. It really is. But it certainly is our signature, isn't it?
I guess so.
Pretty soon we'll be sitting on a stack of books.
Remember when you were a kid and, you know, the grandparents came over for Thanksgiving or something, you had to sit on you were in a chair that you didn't normally sit in because grandma and grandpa got the good chairs.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to sit on the yellow pages or something. You had to sit on a
different chair. Something a little higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had, you know, the bad, very bad folding chairs.
Oh, God.
So.
Those were awful.
God. Well, you know, thank God times have changed. Now they just put a phone in our hands. We sit in the corner someplace, huddled away.
That's it.
Worried about the next day coming.
A beautiful day.
No, it's a gorgeous day.
Good morning, John Peterson. Good morning, Dom Lee, our producer.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to me.
And a happy birthday to Gordy.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a happy birthday edition of the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're glad that you're still here.
Well, me too.
You know, I mean,
another day, another dollar.
It's truly a gift that you're still here. All right.
Okay. It's a beautiful day.
It's
going to be nice and sunny all day long.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. High's about 80 degrees, and right now it's 60 degrees if you're just getting started.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, check your Samsung WMDX watch just to be sure.
Well.
That's why I got my sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
That's why.
Is it chilly in there?
Please don't. Yeah, it's 60. High of 83 according to the watch.
Oh, 83.
And a low of 64 tonight. You know, I have to laugh because, you know, we've had pretty hot days here in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And my son likes to take a walk. Mm-hmm. Early evening, sometimes late at night.
Yeah.
But he wears a lighted strap. But here's the thing. He wears a hoodie. In this weather, the hoodie.
Why would he need a
and
hoodie?
And he still does. I don't know what it is. He came downstairs and Ann goes, you're wearing a jacket. It's really hot. It's like 85 degrees out there. Well, I'm going for a walk. Well, see, that certainly cleared it up at that point. We all felt better. I don't know.
Was he worried about mosquitoes or something, maybe?
You know, that's the one thing. Hey, I got a big tip here. I got, you know, I was shopping at Costco many years ago, and I got one of their rain-resistant jackets. And there's nothing to them except just the shell. And you put it on, and it really does shed the rain pretty well. And it's hooded.
Huh.
And now we put that on, not for the rain, but for the mosquitoes outside. I mean, it is so bad out there in our yard.
Really?
I mean, you go out there just for a few seconds, and they are just on you. Yes.
No kidding.
It's really, really bad where I... Well, Middleton is... Yeah, you got these big ponds all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of trees everywhere. A lot of,
it's just really bad.
I haven't had too many troubles with mosquitoes around my place. Yeah. It hasn't been bad at all.
Because you're in a metropolitan area.
A lot of concrete around me.
A lot of it.
You guys should see my sister. She's allergic to mosquitoes. When she gets bit, it's just basically like a huge ball on her arm and everything.
Oh,
it's really bad. Yeah.
Really?
I've never heard of anyone allergic to mosquitoes.
Yeah.
But she is one of them. And she doesn't like it.
What's your sister's name?
Vanessa.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I also have a brother, too. Yeah, my brother's 2 years younger, and then my sister's 5 years younger.
Okay. Oh. What's your brother's name?
Brandon.
Okay.
Brandon.
Yeah. Oh,
don't you have a Boris in your family? It seems like that rings a bell.
Okay. No Boris.
Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
Movie star.
Yeah, like Bruce Lee's brother.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
here's the thing. I bet your sister then must smell like DEET. All the time.
Yes, every single time. Yeah, she has to lather up all the time.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is she the only one in the family like that has that problem with mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm. And she listens to this, so she's going to, I'm going to realize, we're talking about her right now.
Okay.
So wow.
Well, it's a big thumbs up from John DeGordy, and if you are listening, smart.
So let me get this straight. She gets a bite from a mosquito. And it swells up like a baseball or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she was really young, she got bit on her lip, and her lip blew up to the size of like a mini little baseball.
Oh, my God.
And she couldn't go to school for like a week. So
it was awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I've never heard of anybody being allergic to mosquitoes.
Now you know. Okay. Now you know.
Now I know the rest of the story. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's just great. Just a few minutes, we'll be checking in with Pam Yockey. She's got a lot on the list today here to talk about.
Well, why? Because the Big Bad Bill had some things that dealt with ag.
Mm-hmm.
The Wisconsin budget had a lot of things that had to do with ag. So we got a few things to talk about, how the money is being spread out throughout the state.
They're finally releasing some of that money.
It's really crazy, isn't it? Again, I'm shocked at this. I'm shocked they kept $1 billion hidden away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, they could have given that away as a tax cut as well, but they didn't. They left that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the Trump administration making cuts the way they are and foisting off a lot of the costs of everything onto the states now, covering Medicaid and emergency disasters.
Yeah.
So
they're finally,
they've got to do something.
Letting go of the purse strings a little bit. We got a new thing happening. If you check our WMDXradio.com website.
So we got a new book to stack.
We did get
stack
a
under
book.
Our microphones.
No. No, oh. I know you're excited about that, but no, we got more headphones in here than I've ever seen, though.
Yeah.
I think Rocker forgot to collect the headphones after his show or something.
So.
The place is always rearranged every Monday morning. Everything is in a different place than normal. But if you go to our website, you'll see that you could win a pair of Brewers tickets to go with John and Gordy to an upcoming Brewers game.
Who would go to a game with them?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people might want to. And then they think it over for a while.
and then they decide not to go.
I don't know.
We'll be going alone. They'll decide like moments before leaving.
Do we
really have to put up with them?
Well, anyway, the game is coming up on July 29th. That's a Tuesday evening. And you can go to our website, WMDXradio.com. And I'm trying to back it up to the right site here. It's Cubs Brewers Day at the Park. That's what it's called. And you could win. Just enter. It's all brought to you by Downdrin's Distilling. Downdrin's Distilling, a great place.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you more about them as we go along. They have incredible spirits to sample. They have a tasting room in Cottage Grove. I understand it's beautiful. I haven't been out there yet, but everybody says it's just a wonderful place. So Downdrin's Distilling. Well, they're going to foot the bill, and we're going to go to a Brewers game with some lucky person out there and a plus one.
Yeah,
so a pair of tickets.
Don't ditch us.
No, the deal is we'll meet you at the ballpark before the game.
Yes,
and then we'll go
in. We want to meet you there. Don't change your mind moments before leaving.
We'll be in touch via phone.
That's
and
something
make sure
I
that
do.
You're there.
That's why I'm
really
thinking
you
of
would
it.
Ditch
I,
out.
I would do that. I would say
you
well,
would do that.
You know,
you?
We are kind of busy. Oh well, you know, we got to do the dishes. And...
But this is a Cubs Brewers game. This is a big deal. There are a lot of Cubs fans. I'm a Cubs fan. I know your wife is a Cubs fan.
I watched the Cubs game last night.
Yeah, they beat up on the Cardinals.
They really beat up on
them. 11-0 or something.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, wasn't it?
I know. It's got to be hell for those network games when they gets out of hand early in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 11-0, you know, pretty early.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there.
Well, they were, you know, all talking about the pitcher, the Cubs pitcher, who threw all those strikeouts.
Mm.
My God, that was incredible. It really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they beat the Cardinals. They're lifelong
enemies.
Rivals. Yeah, enemies. That's right.
Rivals, but, I guess that's the way you say it in the sports business.
But the Brewers and the Cubs are also rivals, and that if you want to go to that July 29th game,
this is going to be really good.
AmFam Field, just enter the deal. You know, go to WMDXradio.com and enter.
We can't promise a good show the next morning, though.
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a late night, but that's okay. We could pull an all-nighter.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, we're buying all the food and drinks. So that's you know, hey, that's a big deal.
Ask for as much as you want.
That's right. We just want a great big bill to present to management.
Am I allowed? Wait, am I allowed to go or no? It's just
we'll sneak you in.
Oh, go sneak. Okay.
I think you're probably
I don't know.
Going to go. I
that's
think
a
you
good
are.
Question.
Right.
I'm not sure. Hey, John, there's something else you ought to know.
Okay.
Verlo mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Guess what's on sale right now. Guess.
The adjustable bed frame.
Yes.
My God, they finally took the hint.
They have a discount of up to 30 to 50% off of adjustable bed frames. We've been talking about these for months. Well, they finally put them on sale. Transform your bedroom into a haven of relaxation.
Absolutely.
It's a haven.
They're
with
saying
an adjustable
it better than I did.
Bases. Yes. Enter next level luxury.
Yes.
With the V9. That's a special adjustable bed frame.
I bet it is.
You got to check out the V9. It's really something. Yeah, V1 through 7, they were pretty damn good. But V9, whoo-wee. You'll save a generous $200 on a purchase of a V9
that's a lot.
Adjustable bed frame. So check them out. Verlo Mattress, East Side and West Side, 2 Madison locations. Go to verlo.com for more information.
I assume there'll be lines, so get there early.
You don't want to wait. Nope.
Martin has something here. He says, we're being held hostage by a billion mosquitoes last Wednesday.
Really?
I used Cutter Yard Spray Thursday and not one bite all weekend.
Oh.
Wow.
It hooks up
to the hose. Oh.
What?
So
it hooks up to the hose?
Is it like a mister?
Yeah.
That you hook up to the hose and it just mist with
mister?
Cutter in it?
I guess.
Hey, mister.
Hey, mister. Yeah,
well,
how's the missus?
Well, I got to know more about that. That
Martin
sounds really good.
Of Verona. Hmm.
Now,
Martin, tell us more.
My solution was to buy a battery-operated pedestal stand.
Yeah.
They have them still at Costco. They were on sale last time I looked. But anyway, it charges up in the base. You can take it outside, use the battery for that, blow the mosquitoes away.
Really?
With that fan, you can blow them away and just sit out there and enjoy yourselves. The fan just, mosquitoes can't handle the wind. You know that. Little wind. They're huddled away. They're afraid to come out.
I did know that, I guess. Thanks for reminding me. Okay. Talking mosquitoes this morning. Phone lines are open. 608.
It didn't come out right.
879-8255. We're coming back with Pam Yonke in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You know, I was reading this little piece of history
Yeah.
From some book, someplace, written up in a review, but they talked about the old days when people had popcorn. They put it in a bowl and poured milk on it, and it was their breakfast cereal.
Popcorn with milk?
Yes, popcorn with milk. You don't have the butter on it. You don't have the salt, obviously, but you do have the popcorn. This is John and Gordy in the morning. I don't know why I brought that up, but I did.
I don't know either. Okay. Oh, well. But thank you.
Well, must be the vitamins.
Guess so.
New vitamins. All right. Well, let's go. You have something?
No, I actually don't. Oh, okay. No, let's check in with Pam Yonke.
Yes.
That's who we have right now. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, that one I had not heard before. I mean, it kind of makes sense if you're looking for calories and something to crunch on, but I don't know if I'm even intrigued to try that one. For me, popcorn is all about the butter and the salt. Yeah,
that's exactly. True.
But, you know, it has those little holes in it, too, and I don't know if that goes well. You know, for breakfast, you got to pick them out of your teeth practically.
The rest of the day.
Yeah. Right. You know, in the old days, they did a lot of that crazy stuff. You know, we used to put milk on bread with sugar on it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, no, really. I don't know why.
Okay.
maybe we were, you know, really poor at the time.
Maybe.
And parents didn't tell me.
Could be. All right, well, let's move into
the state budget. I mean, there's a lot of goodies in there for the ag community, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to make anybody's head spin after a 4th of July weekend, but yeah, there is a lot of detail that we're still breaking down from the budget that was passed last week, guys, and so much of it is about Wisconsin agriculture. So just a couple highlight points that people should be aware of. There's about a little over $1 million that's being dedicated to dairy processing grants. Really, this is designed to keep Wisconsin's dairy infrastructure healthy, so processing capacity, innovation, efficiency, meat processors, although this was something that really became glaringly obvious during the pandemic when we had a difficult time processing all our livestock. The commitment financially stays in place with about $1.6 million for facilities to upgrade or improve their meat processing facilities. That's always good. We've got watershed grants out there. So when farmers put in conservation processes, or maybe they need to put in some mechanism that helps with manure management or something like that, sometimes they turn to the state for a little financial assistance. It doesn't pay for the whole project, but it helps offset some of the costs, and they put $2 million in that producer-led watershed grant. And that money is distributed across the state. That's one of those areas I think we've talked about before, where now in Wisconsin, literally almost every county has a producer-led watershed grant, or producer-led watershed, where farmers and landowners voluntarily coming together to do these conservation projects. But like I said, every once in a while, they need a dollar or two, so $2 million in that. They're also looking at the Farm Center mental health vouchers. They're going to keep another $100,000 in that so that folks can turn to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and their Farm Center for mental health vouchers, different support mechanisms there. Also, we all know and have been paying attention to what's going on with the federal monies for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Mm-hmm. Well, Wisconsin is keeping $10 million in play for food security grant programs. So that should help provide direct grants to our nonprofit food banks, help them purchase Wisconsin-grown and processed food, which is something that most of them are already trying to do. So they've got about $10 million that they can try to lean on there. I know it's not nearly enough, but it's something.
Yeah.
We're also putting $500,000 in to help with tuition costs to train new commercial drivers, CDL driving. You know, if you're a semi-driver that's got CDL or those kinds of certifications, you're so valuable, not just to agriculture, because we need CDLs, but to think about all the milk trucks that get hauled. Think about all the, you know, product that's got to move from place to place. We need more CDL drivers, and that's going to help them with offsetting some of the tuition costs there. The other thing is they put another $20 million aside for what they call the Dairy Cattle Innovation Program. This is one where we're still going to be waiting on details, but really it's designed for farmers to invest in on-farm equipment or technology upgrades, a lot of software and things like that will help them improve efficiency, animal care, and long-term viability for the dairy sector. This should go directly to farms. And stop and think about the heat we experienced over the weekend, fellas.
Yeah.
Every time that you turn the switch on for an air conditioner, a sprinkler, or something like that, it's money in a, out of a farmer's pocket. So hopefully some of this technology would help us, especially on those kind of high-stress situations. So that's something that was decided late in the budget process. I still need to work on details and how we might be able to execute that.
Well, you remember the story where they had the solar panels. Looked like wings, and the cattle would get under those wings. The cows would get under the wings and stay cool out of the sun.
Yeah, and like I said, that, and even to your point about renewable energy, that's one under the big beautiful that I still have to ferret through today and see how much money remains for all those solar arrays, wind, you know, whatever renewable energy. Yeah. I know that there was a lot of discussion about stripping that out. So I got my work cut out for me on a Monday.
Yes, you do.
You're going to be busy. That's
Yes, just a little bit. Just a little heavy, heavy reading for the farm babe.
Well, that's true. You know, they had a lot of rebates as well that used to be in effect. I guess they're being phased out fairly soon.
That's the way I'm hearing. And for some of those solar arrays, for example, that were forced to kind of get their panels outside the United States, I understand that there's a tax that could be leaned against them starting after 2026. So like I said, I've got to check in with my renewable energy folks and find out what their read is on the big, beautiful bill that's signed in. There's a lot of agriculture in that, too, but I think we're going to probably have to wait until maybe Friday to discuss that.
All right. Let's do that.
Very good. Thank you, Pam Yonke. You have a great day and a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right.
You bet.
That's Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe from the Midwest Farm Report. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, Idiocracy, right around the corner.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yes.
Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. That's in the movie.
Yeah? What movie? What was that?
Idiocracy.
And, that's right.
But
yeah,
remember, when they came in, Costco is a city.
Yes.
It's not just a store in the movie. Right. It's a city.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Hey.
Now it is anyway. We thought at the time it was kind of a not so good movie,
but
too crazy.
Yeah,
couldn't happen here.
Nope.
And now
here it is.
Here we are.
Yep. 6:36. It's a cool start this morning.
Yeah.
Not so humid either. 60 degrees. Highs in the low 80s today. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, get an initial hearing test right there, or go to their building there at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into a little bit of idiocracy here.
What is making news today?
Oh, well, you know, we've got a few things here. I wanted to talk about the big trade deals.
Yeah, all those trade deals are just about to be,
expire.
Signed, right? Well, they're going to expire if they don't sign them.
The offer is out there, and it's going to expire Wednesday, I think, or Thursday. Anyway, there are two tentative ones, of course, you know, the United Kingdom and, I believe, Vietnam.
Okay.
Let's talk about Vietnam. What a deal there.
What is the
deal? Wow, they're not good negotiators at all. Got this from NPR. Get ready to pay a whole lot more for products from Vietnam while businesses importing the goods charge Americans more. Mm-hmm. And Trump rakes it in for the federal government. Here's the deal on it, okay? This is the deal. Vietnam is going to pay, they don't pay, actually. But anyway, the products coming from Vietnam will be charged 20% tariff, okay? Mm. That's not a great deal, right? That's not a very good deal.
No.
So anyway, what does the U.S. get? Nothing. No tariffs. Somebody better get in government in Vietnam and negotiate these things a little bit better. So anyway, Vietnam says, okay, you know, 20%. Okay, I got it. But the U.S., nothing.
Mm.
We get to just throw everything into that country with no tariffs whatsoever.
Okay.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you think we'll get any new deals coming out, you know, by Wednesday or Thursday?
Last minute things?
I'm thinking maybe not.
Hmm. I don't know. Is Lutnick involved in all this? I think he is. Howard?
Well, Howard, what do you think?
I heard there are a bunch of deals out there ready to be signed. They're just getting down to the last minute, minute details.
Well, you know, he used to be my boss.
Howard Lutnick?
Yeah. Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick. Lutnick. Get in here, Lutnick. Get in there, Lutnick.
What is with
that guy? I don't know.
That guy, you know, a lot of people are saying he doesn't know much about tariffs or how any of this works. And I'm believing it.
I do. Yeah, I believe that too.
Now, now that I turned in my resignation at the census, now I can actually start talking about it. I can't reveal secret information because it's all private. I'm sworn for life to
really?
Keep these things secret, except seriously? If you're on Doge, you don't have to keep anything secret. You can you can go right into the data of everybody in this country and spread it around.
Mm, all right.
But here's the thing. Now the census, the administration wants to take out all immigrants who were swept up in the census. They want to take those people out like they did the first time Trump got into office. They wanted to not count immigrants in this country.
Mm.
But the Constitution states that you have to count everybody on U.S. soil.
In the census.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to count everybody here because they count. You know, I mean, they eat, they use energy. We got to know what's going on. They are in districts. They're part of the population. We count people in the population. That's what's good about the census. It does specifically that.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it does.
Count the people.
Yeah. So now, they're trying to not count immigrants in all of this.
Hmm.
You know, they're trying to do so much stuff. And the problem I have, of course, with Trump, and I mentioned this a few times, he's micromanaging the U.S. economy. How do you do that?
You can't.
You can't, obviously, and that's why things aren't working out the way they should.
Mm.
All right, now let's move on to another big project, Project 2025, all right? I got a web wisdom here. This is cut 31, and remember Joni Ernst saying that we're all going to die?
Right.
I mean, basically, that's their philosophy. I mean, if you lose Medicaid, we're all going to die anyway.
We're all going to die anyway.
Maybe some a little quicker than others, especially those with money. So anyway, this is, I thought this was a good commentary about what Project 2025 is really all about. Let's listen.
I want to talk about the ultimate plan that Trump and Musk and Project 2025 have for us, ordinary people who aren't billionaires. And I'm not exaggerating when I say the ultimate plan they have for us is for us to die. That plan, having a policy that tries to make sure that people who aren't super rich die or die young, has a name that's been around for almost 200 years. Social murder. And if you don't believe me, look at what Doge and Elon Musk did with the National Weather Service. Musk, Doge cut the National Weather Service right before tornado season in the South.
That's right.
And what's happening? Mm-hmm. People are now experiencing in Kentucky, soon elsewhere, tornadoes without warning. And in Kentucky, people just died. The GOP is passing a budget basically created by Project 2025. That's going to cut Medicaid to such a degree that over 8 million people are going to lose their health care. What's going to happen? Yeah, people are going to die. Across the board, from workplace safety, food safety, air and water quality, everything's going to be degraded. More people are going to die. You and me. So why are they doing this? Which the Christian right, by the way, is 100% behind. Doesn't sound very Christian or moral to me to let people die. It's because they ardently believe that the role of government exists simply to make wealthy people even wealthier. Regulations and rules that allow you and me to live a little longer, that's not part of their equation. And we know long-term it has never been part of their equation because Americans flat out don't live as long as their counterparts in Western Europe. And in fact, our lifespans have been declining. The goal of Trump and Musk and Project 2025 is to make sure by policy that you and me don't live as long.
That's it.
We're no longer of use to them as young, able-bodied workers. Off we go.
Done.
So why are people voting for this? Voting for their lives being shorter and shorter every year because the billionaire class has been successful at distracting the working class by saying, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the fact that you're not going to live as long. There are trans playing sports. Worry about that instead. And somehow we've got to wake people up. And that's not being woke. Wake people up to the fact that they have been conned.
All right, there you
go. That's in a web wisdom.
Yep. There. And he's right about all of it. And I think a lot of people are beginning to believe that really it is survival of the fittest or wealthiest at this point. We've changed that saying.
Mm-hmm.
Survival of the wealthiest. Well, and everybody else, if you can't afford it, you go early. You know, you make your exit.
And he mentioned something about the National Weather Service and cuts to that.
Yeah.
This was before all the flooding.
Yeah, this was before this.
And now there are questions about the National Weather Service in Texas being cut, you know, lots of cuts a while back, and how that may have affected getting the warnings to people in that horrible Texas flood that happened the last few days. Really is something.
Yeah, I found this this morning, actually. It's a cut. Well, not a cut. It's a quote from Trump. He's saying Democrats are blaming your federal cuts for the death over Texas. A reporter asks Trump, who could not audibly hear this reporter. So he just said, I can't hear you. And he moved on to another reporter and then asked later if he had plans to look into whether the cuts at the National Weather Service and the Federal Emergency Management Agency left key positions vacant, Trump and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
There he is again.
Shook Lutnick. Their heads. Okay. Trump said they didn't. They didn't plan on looking into this.
Oh,
well, that's very comforting. He says, I'll tell you. You look at that water situation. Hmm. That was really the Biden setup.
Oh,
what?
He's blaming Biden?
Yes. That was not our setup. Well, what do you mean setup? Anyway, he said, I wouldn't blame Biden for it. No, he just did. I would just say this is a 100-year catastrophe, and it's just so horrible to watch. It's not so much a 100-year catastrophe anymore. We have global climate change here, and it's happening all the time. He's not obviously reading about the natural disasters all across the United States.
Apparently he's missing that.
Yeah, he missed that one.
Skipped that
one. He did. All right. How about the big lie about men, healthy men, sitting around watching TV all the time and not getting out there working and collecting Medicaid benefits, right?
Hmm?
Well, okay. First of all, you don't get Medicaid benefits. If you get sick, you use Medicaid, but normally you're not using it. So all these healthy men out there watching TV, they're not using Medicaid because they're healthy. All right? It's not an issue. And if it was an issue, if they did have an accident of some sort or some kind of health event, they'd have to be taken care of anyway in the emergency department because that's how the government is set up in this country. Mm-hmm. We take care of people when they're in need. Mm-hmm. So regardless, it's ridiculous to say that healthy people should be working, but they shouldn't be on Medicaid. And I just think that's, you know, absolutely ridiculous because Medicaid is not used by healthy people.
But what's this about healthy men watching TV and playing video games?
I have a cut here. This is cut 12. Let's listen to this cut from, I believe, a Republican. Let's listen.
Americans. On the Medicaid piece, though, There's obviously going to be a big debate about this. I mean, there are like almost 5 million able-bodied people on Medicaid who simply choose not to work. They spend 6 hours a day socializing and watching television. And if you can't get off grandma's couch and work, I don't want to pay for your welfare.
I don't know where you're getting those numbers.
CBO.
Okay. Now, you know, it's not so much the guy's couch. It's grandma's couch. How did grandma's couch get in there?
Throwing grandma under the bus.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, it's not her fault. She's got a couch.
That's right.
Somebody's got to sit on it.
That's right.
What are they talking about?
Grandma's couch. Make it sound worse, right? And by the way, if you're watching, and they always blame them for watching video games or playing video games all day, right? Well, if you played video games, you'd know that they're damn awful expensive. You got to have a job if you're going to play video games because you got to buy extra things in the games as well.
Yes.
So it's very pricey. Matt, we're going to get to your call in just a few moments right here on John and Gordy.
Yeah, hang on the line there. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It's Gordy's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Art Paul, this is John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's a British accent. To Liverpool.
Art Paul, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's my birthday all day long. That's it.
Yeah.
Just another day older. Okay. Yours is next Monday, right?
It is next Monday.
Yeah. So look out. We were talking about mosquitoes earlier.
We were.
How bad they are this year in certain places, I guess.
And Martin got back to us. I was wondering if it was one of those connections you put on a hose and then it mists.
Right.
The area and keeps it cool and also may get rid of those mosquitoes. Well, he got back to us and said it's actually a hose and sprayer is what it is. You spray the lawn with it, and it mixes it with the hose water, and that's it.
Okay.
So that's easy.
That's something to
do. Thank you for that solution.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have Doug talking about John and Gordy joining the Manosphere promotion.
he keeps pushing this.
It's an update. I just booked you for a live broadcast from the Harley-Davidson homecoming in Milwaukee. You will need a couple of motorcycles and tattoos. Well, we'll work on that. We'll get to that.
Doug.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Matt on the line. What do you got, Matt?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday. I think Art Paul Schlosser would do a better job cementing these trade deals than these clowns we have in charge right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention, I was watching this Running Man movie over the weekend.
Oh, great movie.
The one with the game show that they kill criminals, you know, in this competition.
Right. We're near that.
Oh, yeah.
And the scrolling text in the beginning where they describe the world that you're about to enter, right? It basically said that the American economy had collapsed. The only source of any kind of economic function is the police state and the security forces. It's basically a fascist America, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And the irony there is that they have this game show to distract the masses, right? Give them something to pay attention to while they destroy everything.
Right.
And imprison people, everything else. And then I look at my phone during it, and like Trump wants to have UFC fights at the White House or something.
That's right.
And I'm like,
absolutely. Yeah.
And they're adding $100 billion to the police state for ICE to go in and beat people up. And he wants to deport anyone that isn't white and Christian, apparently.
Well, I'm going to have to check out Running Man. Definitely.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that again.
Fun movie. Yeah. Very strange,
well,
very
well,
odd.
The bad part is we don't have a hero. Where's our Arnold to come in and lead the resistance?
Right. Well, that's a good point.
Well, Gordy's got a lot of youth on Arnold. maybe he can pick that role.
I'm not up to the task.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, thanks,
thank
Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it was
again.
A fun watch.
Yeah.
All right. That's right. Trump did announce they're going to have ultimate fighting at the White House.
At the White House.
I can't wrap my head around that either.
I don't know where to go with that.
Why do
I don't
I feel like
know.
The whole White House is going to get trashed after that, you know?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, now let's get back to more of Idiocracy here. We've got coal in the ground, so let's use it. All right. This is Tennessee Republican Representative Tim Burchett. He isn't too smart. And here's the proof. Let's listen to his comment.
People are talking about coal again, which I think is great. God put it in the ground. Let's use it. Everybody across the world's using it, and they're passing us by. And the president wants to get out of bed with stuff that doesn't matter, like solar and wind. You know, we haven't had a major discovery in solar in over 20 years, and wind is very subjective and it's very expensive. And there's a reason, as President Trump told me, I believe it was Thursday, that there's no windmills in China, but 99% of them that are sold are made in China. Mm. So I think there's a lot of things in there that are going to happen. And it's going to be great for this country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can imagine. Okay. Now, how did God know we would dig up coal in the first place and then burn it? Thinking of burning it. And did God make coal deadly also? Taking it out of the earth and then inhaling whatever is left of the burnt coal. So God had a lot in mind, I guess, one way to kill us. And let's get to the solar discoveries that have been constant. They have solar discoveries, new innovations with solar. Mm-hmm. So that would be incorrect, too. They keep improving the efficiency and output of solar. And solar and wind are already less expensive than coal and natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the infrastructure putting that in that's expensive and raising our bills. The bills better come back down, I tell you, once we have all this stuff up. So why don't we get to this cut here? This is Trump, where he actually told everybody about the windmills.
Oh, boy.
China's right now building 68 coal generating plants, and we're putting up wind. It doesn't work, I will tell you.
It does.
That's from ruining our fields and our valleys and killing all the birds and having being very weak and very expensive, all made in China. You know, I noticed something that with all of the windmills that China sends us, we waste our money because it's the most expensive energy.
No, it actually isn't.
I see that, they make about 95% of them, the wind turbines.
Yeah.
I have never seen a wind farm in China.
Why
is that? Somebody check that out. Tom Emmer, would you please check that out?
Tom.
Well, somebody in X checked it out. And they took they listed a whole bunch of pictures of windmills in China.
In China.
Yes. China is a global leader, by the way. Global leader. 47% of all installed wind farms in the world are in China.
Wow.
So Tim Burchett and every MAGA believes what Trump tells them. It's too bad. It's kind of a different reality for you guys. And that's Idiocracy this morning.
When we come back, we'll have more news for you coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning for a Monday. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.